Jesus is for him. Another in that series Alison was sharing a little while ago.
Thanks. Hi. I've got some notes here. Whether I'll use them or read them, or just kinda can't even read them. What does Jesus mean? Kind of wanted to use the context of a book that I read recently, because I was inspired by it. And it was a book called Tuesdays with Morrie by somebody called Mitch Albom, or whatever. And the reason I was inspired by it was this guy was in his 70s, the main character in the book. He was in his 70s when he died. And he was well known in New York for going to dance clubs. And I just absolutely love that, because I'm sort of a dance fanatic. At the right old age of over 40. And so I just love the idea of someone that age that can go clubbing and can be who he is. And I was inspired by it as well, because for me, that's, I just think Jesus would have been like that. I became a Christian when I was 8, and I've been sort of trying to find out how to live ever since. And for me, even without being able to articulate it, when I was younger, I was inspired by what I saw. I wasn't really inspired by the prescriptive stuff. So even when I'm reading the Bible, I'm more inspired by the descriptive stuff, what I can imagine in my head. And I really wish that 2,000 years ago, Jesus, you know, that there were video cameras about, because it would have been an awful lot easier for me anyway. You know, I'd have been able to see how he lived. And so when I was young, I became a Christian when I was 7, and for me, it's always been about people. And the most inspiring person was my father, who was he was actually a Church of Scotland minister, but he was always a maverick. He was completely out there. He was a Billy Graham convert, and he was called Moses Donaldson, the Reverend Moses. And he just absolutely loved life, and you could see it, and he just had a ball. And so I've always been inspired by that kind of thing. And so for me, it's just about how to have a ball despite all the circumstances, despite everything that's happening. And when Rupert's been doing the stuff in the Kingdom of Heaven, I just love the idea that heaven is now, heaven is here, that we can have this great time despite all the difficulty, because and a lot of folk would look at me and think, yeah, I'm living well. Maybe you wouldn't think that, I just think it's all about living well. And I think for me, life can be great. And back to Morrie. So he loved dancing, but the real thing with this book is that it's based in about 6 weeks of chats on a Tuesday afternoon with an old student, and Morrie's dying. But what he does is he decides to die well. He decides that he's got an opportunity to have a ball. And so I was just really inspired by that kind of thing. I love the things I love about Jesus. Was that he was inspirational, and that I think he was great with people. When I read the story about Solomon asking God for wisdom, I thought, you know, wisdom sounds brilliant. So that means you're going to be good at maths and English and all of that. For me, that's not what he's talking about. I think what he was asking for, the ability to be people smart. That's my sort of phrase for just the ability to really know what to say, what to do, and how to be with people. And I think that's what Solomon was asking for, and that's what it means to me anyway. And so the idea of being smart, I just think it's the sort of number one skill, and I think Jesus had it, and I'm inspired by that. So I'm inspired by people that I can watch and see really doing well with other people. Just a quick thing on this book. The sort of main themes were all about acceptance, communication, love, values, openness, attitude, and contentedness. So attitude and contentedness when you're dying. And I don't even think Maury knew where he was going, which was interesting in itself. But he knew that for the time he was on the earth, this earth, that he had to have a ball. And he's, and this I really love, his sort of, his main motto was based on a W.H. Auden poem, which was love each other or perish. W.H. Auden said that, and I agree with that. I just think it's where it's at. I think people's smartness, how to be with people, is absolutely where it's at. So people like my father, who he's dead now. I can't even imagine any faults. I don't think he had any, you know. He brought up his son well as well, you know, which is good. But it's because you see it in action. It's much more about how they are. Maybe not necessarily what they said. And the final thing I'll say about Mr. Maury Schwartz was that he had a favourite aphorism, which was, when you're in bed, you're dead. And I'd like to sort of end with that's sort of how I feel about Jesus, that somehow he just loved life. He's only on this earth for a short time, but when he was here, he was inspired and he was inspirational. And I'm interested in just being like that. That's it. Thank you.